Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. I'm Julia and I'll guide you through this episode. Before we start today's episode, I would like to remind you that this podcast is provided by Easy English in São Caetano do Sul. Oi pessoal, bem-vindos de volta ao nosso podcast. Eu sou a Julia e antes de começarmos, eu gostaria de lembrar vocês que esse podcast é feito pela Easy English em São Caetano do Sul. We are specialized in private, personalized classes and group classes. You can follow us on Instagram and visit our website for more information on www.easyenglishscs.com.br. Somos especialistas em aulas personalizadas particulares e em grupos. Você pode seguir a gente no Instagram ou acessar nosso site para mais informações em www.easyenglishscs.com.br. Now let's get started! Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits, and their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their mother in a sandbank underneath the root of a very big fir tree. "Now, my dears," said old Mrs. Rabbit one morning, "you may go into the fields or down lane, but don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden. Your father had an accident there. He was put in a pie by Mrs. McGregor. Now, run along and don't get into mischief. I'm going out." Then Mrs. Rabbit took a basket and her umbrella to the baker's. She bought a loaf of brown bread and 5 currant buns. Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, who were very good little bunnies, went down the lane to gather blackberries. But Peter, who was very naughty, ran straight away to Mr. McGregor's garden and squeezed under the gate. First, he ate some lettuce, French beans, and radishes, and then, feeling rather sick, he went to look for some parsley. But around the end of a cucumber frame, whom should he meet but Mr. McGregor? Mr. McGregor was on his hands and knees planting out young cabbages, but he jumped up and ran after Peter, waving a rake and calling him out. He rushed all over the garden, for he had forgotten the way back to the gate. He lost one shoe among the cabbages and the other shoe amongst the potatoes. After losing them, he ran on 4 legs and went faster. Unfortunately, Peter ran into some gooseberry net and got caught by the large buttons on his jacket. It was a blue jacket with brass buttons, quite new. Peter gave himself up for lost and shed big tears, but his sobs were overheard by some friendly sparrows who flew him in great excitement and implored him to exert himself. Mr. McGregor came up with a sieve, which intended to pop upon the top of Peter. Peter wiggled just in time, leaving his jacket behind him. Peter rushed into the tool shed and jumped into a can. It would have been a beautiful thing to hide in, if they had not had so much water in it. Mr. McGregor was quite sure that Peter was somewhere in the tool shed, perhaps hidden underneath the flower pot. He began to turn them over carefully, looking under each. Presently, Peter sneezed. Mr. McGregor was after him in no time.